все время весело. Мамсю ж моя, мамсю, за кого мя даєш? Мамсю ж моя, мамсю, за кого мя даєш? Ти не буде вити, не буде любити, як ти си задаєш. Ти не буде вити, не буде любити, як ти си задаєш.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was UB, that mysteriously named group, which apparently is going to remain a mystery, according to our most recent conversation a few weeks back. At any rate, still producing fabulous music. That is from their most recent CD called Homebrew, and that song was Stodola, The Barn. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». З вами Павіна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McCorry, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me this hour. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, online, or to the podcast, a very, very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be coming by with another Ukrainian recipe. This one will be about, she'll be talking about caraway seeds, and she'll share a recipe for roast pork with caraway. Keith Perron will be by with news from Ukraine, and we've got stories from Yulia Tymoshenko's daughter, and also something about Ukrainian New Year is being celebrated in Ukraine according to the old calendar. And as well, we've got a special feature for you, and it will be the first in a series of stories by Saskatchewan storyteller Linda Mikolayenko, which she recorded a few years back, and we had here on Nash Holos. And I'm bringing this feature back for the benefit of new listeners to Nash Holos, as well as for longtime listeners who just enjoy a good story. And we'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Tuti Tam from Saskatchewan, from their most recently released CD and a song called Hey Ivana, Hey Johnny.
Прощаю. Damo.
Vancouver's very own Zelia, that was from their first CD and self-titled CD, and the song was called Oi Upoli Nevka in the Cornfield. And before them, from Toronto, that was Zubrivka from their CDs Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and Voroshka, the Fortune Teller. Coming up next from Winnipeg, Paris to Kiev from their first CD and a song called Lemko.
Ой, на горі Верн сосновий, Іванко чорнобровий, Лем собі за гору зайду, та й свого мілого найду. Лем собі за гору зайду, та й свого мілого найду. Вітер віє, вершок ломить, за Іванка серце болить. Лем собі за гору зайду, та й свого мілого найду. Лем собі за гору зайду, та й свого мілого найду. Звідси гора, я не буду гору зайду, та й свого милого найду. Дам собі за гору зайду, та й свого милого найду. А я люблю Іванкова, бо Іванко душа моя. Дам собі за гору зайду, та й свого милого найду. Дам собі за гору зайду, та й свого милого найду.
And now, Ukrainian food flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Caraway seeds in the kitchen are a delight, both in savory dishes and desserts, and go particularly well with rye bread, beets, potatoes, cabbage, and pork. Ukrainians have a special fondness for caraway seeds, which they use liberally or sparingly, depending on personal taste, in many, many dishes, breads, and pastries. It is the fruit or seed of a plant that belongs to the parsley family. It is a small, brown crescent-shaped seed. It has a distinctive pleasant flavor with a sweet undertone. Like a number of other common kitchen spices, caraway has a beneficial effect on appetite and digestion. Get your pans, as I have an excellent and easy recipe for roast pork with caraway seeds. You will need to have the following: 3 to 4 pounds pork loin. Then mix the rub. 3 tablespoons flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, 1 teaspoon mustard. Ballpark or Dijon will do. Rub this mixture into the loin. Place the seasoned loin in a roaster and add 1 large onion, finely chopped, 1 teaspoon caraway seed, 1 cup water. Cover and roast at 350 degrees until well done, allowing 30 to 40 minutes to the pound. Remove the roast, rest for 5 minutes, slice it and arrange on a warm platter. Strain the pan drippings and pour over the meat. What I like to do is place the pork slices in a ring, then make an inside ring of creamy mashed potatoes, and in the center place a heaping pile of sauerkraut that's been fried in some oil with some sweet finely chopped onion and a sprinkle of pepper and a teaspoon of sugar. It's gorgeous, delicious, and easy to make. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Up next from Ukraine, a group called Express and Tejmena Pidmanula.
Казала, в понеділок підем разом по барвінок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у вівторок, поцілуєш разів 40. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у середу, поженем разом череду. Прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела.
сказала у четвер, підемо разом на концерт. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Зала у п'ятницю, підем разом по суницю. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у суботу, підем разом на роботу. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у неділю, підем разом на весілля. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up in this edition, Yulia Tymoshenko's daughter speaks out, and Ukrainians celebrate the old New Year. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine's opposition leader, Yulia Tymoshenko, has been imprisoned under what the European Union says are politically motivated charges. Tymoshenko's husband also recently sought political asylum in the Czech Republic over fears that he soon would be arrested. Her daughter, Eugenia Tymoshenko, recently spoke out against the treatment of her mother. She sat down with some foreign media outlets based in Kiev. We have this from the Voice of America in Washington.
When I see her, you know, I have to pick her up, move her, you know, help her to stand up. And it's evident that any slight movement causes very sharp pain. So she's much more pale, much more weak because she hasn't been able to get out to fresh air for over 3 months now. And she's under constant strain because the lights are always on in the cell for 24 hours. The camera, video camera, now has been changed to the so-called like telescopic camera, which can see what she's writing because she has to stay in bed lying down and working. And whenever she writes, they can read. You know, and now regime is doing everything they can to put this pressure on her, to break her morale, to break her psychology. Because that's, you know, as we know, and she's proven now that's her strongest point. She's a very strong person and brave. I'm sure I have a strongest belief in that now, with every day passing and with more and more repressions against her and torture applied against her now, I'm more and more confident that this regime is bound to fall. And I think Ukraine deserves democratic powers to have a, you know, successful end and be victorious.
Recently, Ukrainians, not just in Ukraine but in other countries, celebrated the old New Year celebration. This is a very unique and ancient winter holiday. Alexandra Molokolop has the details from Kiev.
This is a rather historical phenomenon than something people can skip. However, the Old New Year celebration in Ukraine is a unique and very ancient winter holiday. It turned out as the result of the change of chronology in 1918, when the old Julian calendar was officially replaced by the Gregorian one. However, the Orthodox Church kept with the ancient traditions.
It was conducted to destroy the Ukrainian national self-awareness. However, pre-Christian traditions have been kept and nowadays people continue celebrating and even more. They are hunger for starting old-style celebrations.
Among Ukraine, the tradition of the Old New Year has been kept in Armenia, Serbia, Moldova, Georgia, Belarus, Russia, Kazakhstan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro and Macedonia. The tradition to celebrate the New Year twice is widely enjoyed among people.
Usually the last winter holiday celebration turns into a real spectacle with various characters dressed in traditional clothing and singing festive carols.
This is one of the few holidays that fully observe the ancient Ukrainian rituals. During this day it is significant to ask for an apology for the possible guilt or to carry out a fake sow with the hopes for a good harvest.
This is unbelievable that we succeeded in keeping these traditions. I'm sure God has willed it so.
This ends the New Year holiday cycle. For many in Ukraine, the Old New Year is a nostalgic holiday that eagers to carry the interesting ancient Slavic traditions through the centuries. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
That is a traditional Kazakh from a CD put out by Ukrainian storyteller Sashko, who was recently in Canada, in Eastern Canada, for the 120th anniversary celebrations. That's of Ukrainian settlement in Canada. And that was taking place across the country. Sashko only visited Eastern Canada, and hopefully he'll be back and he'll travel further west, and maybe we'll get a chance to hear him live. But at any rate, he did leave behind some fabulous recordings, and Nash Holos was fortunate to receive a copy. And again, that was Sashko from Ukraine and the traditional Kozak. Now, speaking of storytellers, while Sashko tells his stories in Ukrainian, exclusively in Ukrainian, we in Canada are very fortunate for those of us who don't speak Ukrainian or speak it very well or understand it. There is in Saskatchewan a storyteller by the name of Linda Mikolayenko. She lives in northern Saskatchewan in Aron. She's originally from the Ethelbert, Manitoba area. And some years back, she recorded some stories and put them on a CD that is called Beyond the Blue Mirror, and these were made specifically for radio broadcast. It's a series of three stories, and she's woven them very nicely with some of her personal recollections and also some bits of music. The first one that we're going to be airing is Program 1, A Rich Man's Greed, and she's got some music by Paris Takeyev, Dance 5, and a folk tale called The Stolen Postolet. Now, what are postolet, you ask? Well, listen to the story and you'll find out. She'll also have more music, an excerpt from Hutzel Fantasy by Vasil Popadyuk, and Duet Marena. She'll also have a real-life story called Spring Harvest, and that is recollections of her dad. Here she is now, Linda Mikolayenko, with A Rich Man's Greed.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Beyond the Blue Mirror, a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. Each program features a folktale or legend, as well as a related real-life story, enhanced with traditional and contemporary music. My name is Linda Mikolayenko. Thank you for joining me. The Stolen Pustule. Bondarchuk was up to no good. This rich farmer was always plotting ways to get the poor peasants to work on his land for next to nothing. And now he had his eyes set on Danilo, a big, strong man. But how to enlist him? He stewed and he schemed and he twirled the ends of his long black mustache until he came up with a plan. And then he sent one of his servants to steal something from Danilo. In the dark of night, the servant crept into Danilo's hut. Careful not to wake the sleeping man, he tiptoed about looking for something worth stealing. But Danilo was so poor, he couldn't find anything. All night long he looked, and finally, just before dawn, he realized that Danilo had no real valuables, and so he quickly grabbed a pair of postole, a pair of shoes, and ran out the door. In the morning, Danilo awoke, yawned and stretched and rubbed his eyes, but when he reached for his postole, well, they were gone. He scratched his head and tried to remember where he had left them, but he was certain that he had put them beside his bed as he always had. Outside, the frost lay thick on the ground. Winter was on its way, and he wondered how he would survive without a pair of shoes. As he sat there, suddenly the door to his hut burst open, and in walked Bondarchuk, the wealthy farmer who lived nearby. "Why so glum, Danilo?" he said. "Why shouldn't I be sad?" replied Danilo. "Some scoundrel has stolen my postole. Winter is on its way, and I don't have a cent to buy a new pair." "Oh, that is indeed terrible," Bondarchuk pretended to feel sorry for him. "But don't worry. I'll buy you a pair of shoes, and you can pay me back by working on my farm for a year." Well, Danilo thought this was ludicrous. But what could he do? He had no choice. So he went to work for Bondarchuk. Day in and day out he slaved, but Danilo was a big man, and the landlord fed him so little that he was always hungry. Finally, one day, when he felt he just didn't have the strength to continue, he went to Bondarchuk and he complained, "How can I work when all day long my stomach aches and rumbles so?" Again, Bondarchuk pretended to feel sorry for him. "I'll tell you what, my friend. I'll get my wife to give you a boiled egg every morning. And that way you'll have the strength to continue to work, and by the end of the year you will have paid off your debt, all right?" Danilo agreed and went back to work. For an entire year, Danilo worked like a dog. He plowed and he planted and he threshed just to pay for a pair of shoes. And though he was still hungry, That boiled egg did help to give him the strength he needed to continue working. Now, by Danilo's sweat, the farmer prospered with bountiful crops and a rich harvest. And when the year was almost up, he really wanted to keep Danilo working for him. And so one day he called him to his house. "So you finally paid for the shoes," said Bondarchuk, stroking his long black mustache. "That's right," said Danilo. "And did you get a boiled egg to eat every morning?" said Bondarchuk as he furrowed his bushy eyebrows. "Yes," replied Danilo. "Ugh!" Bondarchuk gasped and rolled his eyes as if he was in great pain. "Do you realize what you have done?" "What do you mean?" asked Danilo. "What have I done?" "Why, you have devoured 300 eggs. If my wife would have put those eggs under brood hens, they would have hatched into 300 chicks. Those 300 chicks would have grown into 300 hens that would have laid 1,000 more eggs. Those 1,000 eggs would have hatched into 1,000 chicks. I could have sold those 1,000 chicks at the market for quite a sack of money. So you see, you, Danilo, you have cost me a sack of money. Why, if I take you to court, the judge will make you work for me for at least another year." Danilo listened to that tirade, and when it was over, he said, "Have it your way, you cheat. But I'll not work for you, not for another minute." And with that, he stamped his foot, turned around, and walked out the door. But when he had cooled down, he fell into despair. "Oi, Boże, co ze mną będzie? What is to become of me?" How could he possibly win in court against a rich man? As he wandered the roads aimlessly, he came upon an old Hutsal, a mountain dweller. "What troubles you, my friend?" said the old man. Now this Hutsal was not only old, he was wise, and in his pocket he carried a blue mirror, and in it he could see where the rabbits slept, and how the stars fell into the sea, and what made the sun smile. He understood the languages of trees, and why the moon spread her skirts of melancholy over the hills. Danilo told him the whole story, and he finished off by saying, "So you see, Bondarchuk has me for good. I worked for him for an entire year, and now he's taking me to court." "A rich man's greed knows no bounds," said the Hutsal. "So you mean there's no hope?" replied Danilo. "Might makes right, and beggars can't be choosers. The judge is a learned man, but in my mirror he would see nothing." And with that he pulled out his mirror, and he gazed up into the sky and down to the ground and around to the forests and the mountains. And then he smiled and motioned for Danilo to come closer, and he whispered something in Danilo's ear. Danilo nodded and smiled and went on his way. The day of the trial arrived. Bondarchuk walked into the courtroom strutting like a peacock, wearing a fine velvet suit. The judge and the clerk took their places, and they waited for Danilo. They waited. Minutes turned into hours. Bondarchuk began tugging at his mustache. "Where is that fool?" The judge looked at his watch, and the clerk tapped his fingers nervously on the desk. Finally, when they were just about to give up, the door to the courtroom burst open, and in walked Danilo, heaving and panting. "Excuse me, Your Honor," he said, "but I have been very busy." "What do you mean?" said the judge. "What do you mean, busy?" "Well, I was busy boiling potatoes and planting them, boiling barley and planting it, boiling oats and planting them." Wait a minute, said the judge. You can't get a crop from boiled potatoes or boiled barley. Well, surely I can, replied Donello. Just as surely as Bondarchuk says he could get 1,000 chicks from the boiled eggs that his wife fed me. The judge looked at Bondarchuk. What kind of eggs did your wife give Donello?
Boiled eggs, stuttered Bondarchuk.
The judge looked at the clerk, and then at Donello, and then at Bondarchuk, and he began to laugh. And then the clerk began to laugh, and Donello began to laugh, but Bondarchuk did not laugh. He stood there looking bewildered, tugging at his mustache, and then he grabbed his coat and hat, and he walked out of the court. And as his carriage clattered away, he could still hear them laughing. But that was the last time the rich man tried to take a peasant to court. Agricultural themes are quite common in Ukrainian folk tales. Many of the Ukrainians who came to Canada in the early 1900s were farmers, and they came at the invitation of the then Minister of the Interior, Clifford Sifton, who praised these stalwart peasants in sheepskin coats. However, that reference to men in sheepskin coats soon became a derogatory term, as the newcomers were looked on with suspicion by the established population. And it didn't take long before the immigrants began to encounter men like the Bondarchuk in the story of the stolen postole. My father came to Canada in 1930 and worked for farmers during the difficult years of drought and depression. One year, my father tried to earn a little bit of extra money by catching the gophers that would cause great devastation to the crops. He was disappointed, though, that the farmer he worked for wanted to deny him even that. It was a story he often told me, so one day I decided to write it down, and it came out in the form of a poem. Here it is. Sure can do a lot of damage to the crops, those gophers, said Mr. Nicholson, sipping tea. Farmer with a reputation, had 20,000 in the bank. 1934 is going to be a bad year for them, they say. Municipalities paying 1 cent apiece. Mike nodded. Immigrant hired 7 months for $100. Up at 5, Mike fed horses, milked cows, set out poison in the fields, plowed, planted, fed pigs. Sunset late on spring days. Gathered up dead gophers, cut tails and hind feet for proof, put them in a box. Up at 5, Mike fed horses, milked cows, set out poison in the fields, plowed, planted, fed pigs, gathered up dead gophers, cut tails and hind feet, added them to the box. No chance to cash them in. Mr. Nicholson, you going to town? How about you take my gophers? Sure, Mike. Returning in his wagon, Mr. Nicholson holds out $2.37. Mike, You got those gophers from my farm. You work for me. My daughter wants a coat. How about I keep $1? Sure, Mr. Nicholson, sure. If he had a daughter, he'd rather she wear sheepskin than rodent.
Приїхали ми у незнану країну, покинули свій рідний край і родину. Все, що нам близьке до серця було, залишили ми тільки в прямі живемо. Щоб діточки наші не знали біди. Канадо, Канадо, ті країна казки прийняла до серця нас, як рідна мати.
Beyond the Blue Mirror is a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. I would like to acknowledge the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. Je remercie de son soutien le Conseil des Arts du Canada. I would also like to thank Ethnic FM CKER Radio for the Roger Charest Senior Award for Broadcast and Media Arts, administered through the Ukrainian Resource and Development Center at Grant McEwen College in Edmonton. The folk tale in this program is based on The Stolen Pustule and the Boiled Eggs from the book The Magic Egg and Other Tales from Ukraine, retold by Barbara J. Suen and edited by Natalie O. Kononenko. Copyright 1997 by Libraries Unlimited, Incorporated. Used with the permission of Greenwood Publishing Group, Westport, Connecticut. The poem, Spring Harvest, is based on the recollections of my father, Mike Mikolayenko. My gratitude to him for allowing me to share it with you. Introductory music for this series is taken from Dance 5, from the CD Prairie Nights and Peacock Feathers, performed by Paris Tukeu, distributed by Alesha Records. This program also features excerpts from Hutzel Fantasy from the CD A Blaze, performed by Vasil Popoduk, and the original composition Kraina Kazke from the CD Reflections of Our Pioneers, performed by Duet Marena. I'm Linda Mikolayenko. You may reach me through my website, lindathestoryteller.ca. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Сусідам Михай став великий богач, по десятці він гальони продавав. Але злапали ту час, заплатив дві старат, і ще 500 тоді Михай пропав. Will they call it the good mountain dew? And then that it isn't our view. I will shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
And the ubiquitous Mickey and Bunny, and that is from their CD 24 Greatest Hits, and a song that's pretty recognizable, the Ukrainian version of Homebrew, Samohonka. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com as well as at www.pcjmedia.com on the Nash Holos page, as well as on iTunes. Do visit us there in between broadcasts. You can download the weekly podcast, make a request, or leave a comment, and find more Ukrainian cultural content that we just can't air due to time constraints and other considerations. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас з цими словами мудрості. Легше добру пораду дістати, як діло починати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to get good advice than to begin the work. And ain't that the truth? Well, that just about wraps up another program here on Nash Holos. And to take us home, we have Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Guido's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.